Welcome to the Rapid Learning Center's audio tutorial, Introduction to AP Physics 1 and 2. By listening to this tutorial, you will learn about the following: what the Advanced Placement or AP Physics is, what the AP exam is, the redesigned curriculum, AP Physics 1 versus AP Physics 2, AP Physics 1 content outline, and AP Physics 2 content outline. How to study AP Physics. AP test prep strategies and AP exam taking strategies. The AP Physics 1 and 2 concept map. AP Physics 1 and 2 cover Newtonian mechanics, electricity, and magnetism. These courses allow you to earn college credit. College credit is based on the AP exam score between 1 and 5 and on the college you attend. AP Physics 1 includes mechanics, electricity part 1, waves, and sound. AP Physics 2 includes thermodynamics, gas and kinetics, fluid mechanics, electricity part 2, magnetism, optics, and modern physics. Let's begin with what AP Physics is. Advanced Placement, or AP Physics, is a set of college general physics courses offered to U.S. and Canadian high school students. An exam is taken at the end, typically in May, to obtain a college credit. There are four AP Physics courses and exams. Two are taught as in a full-year curriculum, and the other two in one semester each. AP Physics 1 and AP Physics 2 are an algebra-based one-year course in high school. AP Physics 1 is equivalent to a first-semester general physics in college, and AP Physics 2 is equivalent to a second-semester general physics in college. AP Physics C Mechanics and AP Physics C Electricity and Magnetism are two one-semester each courses. AP Physics C Mechanics is a calculus-based one-semester course in high school, equivalent to one-semester introductory college course. AP Physics C Electricity and Magnetism is a calculus-based one-semester course in high school, equivalent to one semester introductory college course. Now let's discuss what the AP exam is. The AP Physics exam is a cumulative exam given in May. Scores range from 1 to 5, 5 being the highest score. Colleges decide how much credit is given for each score in each subject. Students with qualified scores could receive college credit and or placement into a more advanced course in college. The scope of the exam. When the exam is prepared, it's understood that due to the variations in teaching style, each student will not know everything on the subject. Therefore, the questions are written over each topic, and as such, the examiners do not expect any one student to know all the answers. Types of questions on the AP Physics exam. The AP Physics exam is made up of two types of questions: multiple choice and free response. The multiple choice questions test conceptual understanding and must be completed in a timely fashion. There may be information contained in a paragraph, table, or figure for each question, and there are four possible answer choices. The exam also includes free response questions, which are printed in a separate booklet. The free response questions may ask for a written response, interpretation of a result, or to derive an expression based on the information presented. The AP Physics 1 exam format. The AP Physics 1 exam covers the contents of the entire course. It consists of two equally weighted sections, multiple choice and free response. Section 1, the multiple choice questions. This makes up 50% of the exam, and you're allowed 90 minutes to complete. There are a total of 50 questions, 45 which are single select, having one correct answer, and 5 which are multi-select, having 2 correct answers. Section 2 of the exam is the free response. It's worth 50% of the exam grade, and similarly, you're given 90 minutes to complete it. There are 5 questions on this section of the exam. 1 experimental design question, 1 on quantitative and qualitative translation, and 3 short answer. The AP Physics 2 exam covers topics of this course. It also consists of 2 sections, multiple choice and free response, each worth 50% of the final exam and 90 minutes in length. Section 1, the multiple choice, has 50 questions, 45 single select with 1 correct answer, and 5 multi-select with 2 correct answers. Section 2 is the free response. On the free response section of the AP Physics 2 exam, there are a total of 4 questions. 1 experimental design, 1 quantitative qualitative translation question, and 2 short answers. The AP Physics exam calculator policy. On the AP Physics exam, you're allowed to use a calculator for both multiple choice and free response sections in AP Physics 1 and 2. You are allowed a scientific or graphing calculator. Selected types of scientific or graphing calculators are allowed, and you can check the College Board website for more details. The AP exam provides an equation table and constants for both the multiple choice and free response sections. Become familiar with these documents and use it throughout your course so that you'll be able to find information quickly on the exam. The actual exam table might be varied from year to year. Check the AP exam guide for the latest version at the collegeboard.org website. The AP redesign curriculum. 7 big ideas. There are 7 big ideas for the renewed AP curriculum. The main course components include a balanced approach of inquiry and conceptual reasoning, content knowledge plus science practices. The 7 physics big ideas for the AP exam. The AP physics includes 7 big ideas which are classified by course contents. The rapid learning course on AP physics includes learning objectives and 24 chapter core concepts. It works on enduring understanding through the 24 core tutorials, the 24 problem drill sheets, and the 24 review sheets. The AP Physics 7 big ideas are integrated into units: objects and systems with mass and charge, gravitational and electromagnetic fields, gravitational and electromagnetic forces, interactions between systems, conservation laws of mass, energy, charge, and momentum, mechanical, light, sound, and electromagnetic waves, and the 7th area, atomic and nuclear physics. Now move on to discuss AP Physics 1 versus AP Physics 2. Rapid Learning offers Physics 1 and 2 as a combo course, and Physics C Mechanics and Physics C Electricity and Magnetism also as a 2-in-1 course. Physics 1 is the first semester of General Physics, and Physics 2 is the second semester of General Physics. The AP Physics 1 and 2 is geared towards students who will major in the life sciences. For example, students who wish to pursue education in the life sciences or medicine. AP Physics C is geared towards people majoring in physical sciences or engineering. Along with earning credit towards this path of education, students would also benefit from the AP Calculus course. The topics of AP Physics 1 and 2. AP Physics 1 covers the following topics: classical mechanics, electricity part 1, waves and sound. It's an introductory, algebra-based course with no prior physics requirements. Algebra with trigonometry is the math prerequisite for this course. AP Physics 2 covers the following topics: thermodynamics, ideal gases, kinetics, electricity part 2, magnetism, fluid mechanics, optics, atomic and nuclear physics. One has to complete AP Physics 1 before taking Physics 2. The math requirements for AP Physics 1 and 2. The AP Physics 1 and 2 exams will draw on your mathematical skills as a tool to solve the physics questions, not as a test of your math abilities. The mathematics required to be successful on the algebra-based AP Physics include algebra, including solving for unknown variables, as well as knowledge of equation basics, proportion basics, combining similar terms, and the exponents of variables, all will be helpful in your success on this exam. A general knowledge of geometry is required for this test. This includes angles, perpendicular lines, distance, area, and volume formulas. Also, trigonometry knowledge is also required to solve problems that involve trigonometric functions. Now move on to a course overview or course content outline. This section will be an overview of the topics with more in-depth study later in each specific tutorial. We'll begin with the AP Physics 1 content outline. Kinematics. Kinematics is the branch of classical mechanics that includes a mathematical description of motion without any reference to the cause. The following are key aspects of kinematics and object motion. A vector. A vector is a quantity that has magnitude, size, and direction. An example would be velocity or acceleration. Motion in one direction. This is described in terms of displacement, time, velocity, and acceleration. Newton's laws. Newton's first law. Every object continues in a state of rest or uniform motion in a straight line unless it's acted upon by an outside force. Newton's second law. The acceleration of an object is directly proportional to the net force and inversely proportional to the mass. Newton's third law. For every force, there's an equal and opposite force. The concepts of work, energy, and power. Work is the amount of energy transferred by a force through a distance. Kinetic energy is the extra energy an object possesses because of its motion. This is measured in joules. The formula for kinetic energy is equal to 1/2 mv squared. M is the mass of the body and v is the speed of the object. Power. Power is the rate at which work is performed for a given time. Power is equal to work divided by time. Review question. Here's a review question based on what you've learned so far in this tutorial. What are Newton's laws? Answer: Isaac Newton developed three laws. Newton's first law, every object continues in a state of rest or uniform motion in a straight line unless it's acted upon by an outside force, inertia. Newton's second law, the acceleration of an object is directly proportional to the net force and inversely proportional to the mass. Newton's third law, for every force, there's an equal and opposite force. Let's continue our discussion of the AP Physics 1 content outline. Circular motion and rotation. Circular motion is a rotation around a circular path or orbit. It can be uniform or non-uniform with a change in the rate of rotation. Torque. The rate of change of an object's angular momentum is equal to the torque acting on it. Here's a multiple choice question in kinematics. A car falls off a cliff 125 meters high. It lands 100 meters from the bottom of the cliff. The question is, how fast was the car going as it rolled off the cliff? The answer choices are A, 10 meters per second, B, 20 meters per second, C, 25 meters per second, or D, 50 meters per second. The initial speed of the car is calculated by using the equation describing the horizontal motion of the car. Y equals 125, the height of the fall, minus 1/2 gt squared. This is equation 1. The ground is y equals 0. So if you solve for t in the equation 1, t is equal to 5 seconds. Therefore, 100 meters divided by 5 seconds equals 20 meters per second. This is how fast the car was going as it rolled off the cliff, making answer choice B correct for this question. Electrostatics, charge and force. Electrostatics is the study of stationary or slowly moving electric charges. When two objects in each other's vicinity have different electrical charges, an electrostatic force exists between them. Coulomb's law is a mathematical description of the electric force between charged objects, Q1 and Q2, with a separation of R. DC circuits, resistance. In DC or direct current circuits, the electrons flow with some opposition or resistance. Resistance is measured in units called ohms. The symbol is the Greek letter omega. There are two types of DC circuits, series and parallel. Waves and sound. A wave is a periodic disturbance through which the sound or water wave travels. Waves can lead to reflection, refraction, interference, and dispersion. Examples of waves include sound waves, radio waves, ocean surface waves, and seismic waves in earthquakes. Wave propagation is the way or directions the wave travels. A standing wave occurs when there is reflection and interference. The wave remains in constant position because the medium is moving in the opposite direction as the wave. This concludes the AP Physics 1 content outline, and now we'll move on to the AP Physics 2 content outline. Again, this section is an overview of the topics with more in-depth study later in each specific tutorial. Thermodynamics. Thermodynamics is the study of heat and temperature and their relationship to energy and work. Heat is the flow of energy from higher temperature particles to lower temperature particles. Calorimetry. This uses the energy change measured in the surroundings to find the energy change of the system. Fluid mechanics. Fluid mechanics is the study of how fluids, including liquids and gases, move and forces that act on them. The study of fluid motion can be divided into fluids at rest, or static, and dynamic motion. Buoyancy. Buoyancy is the upward force that keeps objects afloat. The net upward force is equal to the weight of water, or fluid, that's displaced by the object. Here's another review question. Define buoyancy. Answer: buoyancy is the upward force that keeps objects afloat. The net upward force is equal to the weight of water or fluid displaced by the object. Let's continue with our overview of the AP Physics 2 content. Electromagnetism. Electromagnetism is the study of an electromagnetic field which exerts a force on particles, electric charge. There are a number of terms and laws associated with electromagnetism, including permittivity, Faraday's law, Tesla, volt, and farad. geometric, and physical optics. Optics is the study of the behavior and properties of light, usually visible, ultraviolet, and infrared light. Geometric optics. This deals with how light moves and where it goes, such as a reflection and refraction. Physical optics. This deals with the nature of light itself, such as diffraction, interference, and polarization. Review question. What is the electromagnetic spectrum? Answer. The electromagnetic spectrum is the range of all possible frequencies of electromagnetic radiation from a wavelength of 0.1 angstroms to 1,000 meters. Within this spectrum is the visible light range from approximately 380 nanometers to 720 nanometers. Atomic physics. Atomic physics is the study of atoms in isolated systems and the atomic nucleus. The photoelectric effect was discovered by Heinrich Hertz and later explained by Albert Einstein. The photoelectric effect is the emission of electrons from matter, either metal or nonmetal, in response to the absorption of electromagnetic radiation, such as light. Within multi-electron atoms, such as helium, there can be different energy levels for its electrons, and these can be described with an atomic energy level diagram. Electrons can be in a ground state, or, under the right condition, an excited state. Nuclear physics. The study of the interactions of the atomic nuclei is the subject of nuclear physics. Early studies, including those with radium, and the discovery of the neutron, are the early steps of the field of nuclear physics. When two nuclei or nuclear particles collide, a nuclear reaction can take place. In a nuclear reaction, the total energy is conserved, and the types of reactions include fusion reactions, which can lead to a thermonuclear explosion, and fission reactions. Mass-energy equivalence can be described with Einstein's equation that energy is equal to mc squared, or mass times the speed of light squared. Due to the fact the speed of light is a massive number, even a small amount of matter contains a very large amount of energy. Here's another review question. What is the photoelectric effect? Answer. The photoelectric effect was discovered by Heinrich Hertz and later explained by Albert Einstein. The photoelectric effect is the emission of electrons from matter, whether metal or nonmetal, in response to the absorption of electromagnetic radiation, such as light. Now move on to discuss how to study AP physics. Connect topics together. As part of your studying, connect new topics to things you already know. Use a concept map to connect ideas and information. Then apply this understanding to problem solving. Effective techniques for studying AP physics include asking questions. If you have trouble understanding the material, ask questions, either in class, before or after class, or during office hours. Don't let these burning questions go unanswered and pile up on you. Also, partner with someone who's taking the same test and study together or form a study group. This will help motivate one another as you study for the test. Focus on the concepts and the connections. Everything may not make sense all at once. Focus on the concepts and how these concepts fit into the big picture, and this will help you succeed in AP physics. In physics, often the question will be based on the actual concept as opposed to the overall action. Problem solving. What is problem solving? Problem solving can help you get from one point to another when there's no obvious path. Problem solving is needed in every aspect of physics, including labs and investigations, practice problems, the exam itself, and anytime you apply concepts to different situations. As an example, let's discuss the following example problem. An 800 kilogram roller coaster is moving at a speed of 15 meters per second. The question is to determine the kinetic energy. Remember that kinetic energy is the energy of motion. If an object has motion, it has kinetic energy. To answer this question, we need to choose the correct formula that will provide the information being asked. In this question, we use the kinetic energy equation, which is equal to 1/2 mv squared. Insert the values from the problem, an 800 kilogram roller coaster, and 15 meters per second. This gives a final answer of 90,000 joules. This is the kinetic energy of an 800 kilogram roller coaster moving at 15 meters per second. Another important concept of studying AP Physics is practice, practice, practice. Practice physics problems to enhance what you learn and the connections. Do the full-length practice tests to familiarize yourself with the AP format. Be persistent until you get the answer. Resist the temptation to look at the solution guide or to Google the answers. Now we'll discuss AP test preparation strategies. Here's a four-step process to successfully study and prepare for AP Physics exams with the Rapid Learning System. First, time management. Second, understand the concepts in the core tutorials. Third, do practice problems provided in the problem drill. And fourth, review efficiently. Use the review sheet and the cheat sheet. Another important point is forward planning. Set a study schedule. For example, 24 one-hour sessions. Set aside 1 to 2 1-hour time slots every day to study. Study intensively 1 hour, one chapter at a time. Keep up the schedule for 24 one-hour study sessions. Your long-term study goals. Some students incorrectly believe that if they study more as the test date approaches, they'll remember more. Building long-term memory is a better approach. Pre-study each chapter prior to the lecture proactively during the AP course. Building long-term memory by studying concepts visually and applying them to problem solving. Use all the study aids you have available. Cheat sheets. Rapid Learning's cheat sheet is a summary of key concepts and formulas at a high level. One chapter, one sheet. The audiobook. Rapid Learning's audiobook is the audio version of the visual tutorial. Study anytime, anywhere, on the go. And ebooks. Rapid Learning's ebook is the print version of the visual tutorial. Now we'll discuss some AP test-taking strategies. Here are some test-taking tips. Know the basic layout of the test before you take it. Plan your attack the minute the test begins. Use focusing techniques to improve your score. Apply techniques to eliminate incorrect answers. And if you don't know the answer, make an educated guess. Test day tips. Arrive early and come prepared. Double-check the time and location of the test. Have a backup alarm clock just in case, and prepare 2 permitted calculators with working batteries. Know the test format. By the time you take the exam, you should have memorized the instructions and memorized how the test proceeds. Know the number of questions in each section and the time allotted for each section, and know what types of questions are in each section of the test. Plan your attack. Spend at least 30 seconds going through the questions at the beginning of a section. Pace yourself using your watch, after making a mental note of the halfway point and when you should be there. Set a time limit for each question. Divide the total time allowed by the number of test questions to estimate the time limit per question. A good limit is approximately 1 to 2 minutes to answer each question. Now we'll move on to discuss multiple choice exam tips. Maximizing your score in multiple choice questions. Number one, don't waste time on any one question. Move on if you have to. Number two, make an educated guess by elimination. Number three, scan all the answer choices before selecting. Number four, avoid word traps and beware of absolutes. And number five, pay attention to single select and multi-select multiple choice questions. Let's discuss a sample multiple choice question. For this question, you're asked to choose the best answer. Here's the question. Which of the following statements best defines Newton's first law? A. Every object is in motion. B. Every object continues in motion in a straight line. C. Object motion is not affected by its surroundings. Or D. Once an object is in motion, it will continue in motion until acted upon by an outside force. As you begin to answer the question, read all the answers before you choose one. More than one might be correct. However, for this one, you're asked to choose the best answer. Choice B is part of Newton's first law. Every object continues in motion in a straight line. However, what's missing is the fact that the motion will continue until an outside force acts upon the object to change its motion. Therefore, choice D would be the correct or best answer for this question. Now we'll move on to discuss some free response exam tips. Tips to score high in free response sections. Number one, give your answer including units and the correct significant figures. Number two, use the equation sheet and given constants provided. Number three, show your work all of your work. Number four, answer the whole question and only the question. Number five, learn to explain, not just rephrase the question. And number six, do what you can for partial credit. Let's discuss an example free response question. In an airbag test, an 80 kilogram crash test dummy hits a stationary airbag. The velocity of the crash test dummy at the instant of impact is 20 meters per second. After 0.2 seconds, the test dummy has come to a complete stop and the airbag has deflated. Question part A. What is the relationship between the average force and momentum in this problem? And question part B, what approximately is the average force on the test dummy during this interval? Before you answer the question, make sure you understand what each portion of the question A and B is asking for. For A, the average force is equal in magnitude to the change in the momentum of the crash test dummy divided by the elapsed time. For B, what is the approximate average force of the test dummy during the interval? You must calculate the average force. The average force is equal to the mass of 80 kilograms times the speed at the time of impact, 20 meters per second, divided by the interval, which was 0.2 seconds. This gives a final answer of 8,000 newtons. Make sure when you answer the free response questions, you answer the entire question, including all subparts. However, don't give extraneous information to show everything you know about a topic. It won't get you any extra points. Also, as extra information is given, the odds of including an incorrect statement increase. Reread and proofread. After you've written your free response answer, reread each question and sub-question to ensure you've answered everything and not missed a part. Once you're satisfied you've completely answered the question and any sub-questions, proofread your answers. This will ensure you actually wrote what you intended and prevent unnecessary mistakes. let's discuss the free response scoring guide. Grading guidelines for free response questions. In this section of the test, there's space provided to write your answer and show your work, or justification for each part of the free response question. It's very important to show all your work to get full credit. Also, any errors must be erased. There's no credit given for crossed out work, even if it was correct. Credit for the answers in this section of the test depends on the quality and completeness of the responses. Partial credit can be awarded for partial solutions. Also, correct answers without supportive work may lose credit. This is especially true for questions that ask the student to justify the solution or answer. The points for each part of the free response question are clearly stated. Here's an example of a free response question and how it would be graded. The plate on the bottom of a microwave specifies that it should be connected to a 110-volt supply and it will draw 6,000 milliamps. Question part A. What is the net resistance of the microwave? This is worth 2 points. Question part B. If the voltage dropped to 90 volts, how would the current change? This is also worth 2 points. For question part A, in order to get full credit, you must correctly rearrange Ohm's law to calculate the resistance. Also, a point would be awarded for converting milliamps to amps. For question part B, you must correctly substitute the resistance calculated in A into the equation for current. Remember, recognize what is being asked and what each part of the free response question requires in order to get full credit. The following are some tips to maximize your score on this portion of the test, the free response section. Read the problem carefully. Be sure you understand exactly what it is you're being asked to do in the problem. Be sure to include all necessary steps for solving the problem so a complete answer is given. Keep an eye on your time. It's easy to lose track of time with free response questions. If you find yourself spending too much time on one particular question, you'll have to skip it and come back to it later. Remember, when you encounter a question that asks you to justify your answer or determine something, remember these words have precise meanings. When these questions are marked, you need to include equations, diagrams, or graphs to support your answer in order to get full credit. Summary. The following is a summary of what you've learned in this tutorial. Advanced Placement, or AP Physics, is a college general physics course offered to high school students. An exam is taken at the end in order to obtain college credit. AP Physics 1 is an algebra-based physics course in high school equivalent to the first semester general physics course in college. AP Physics 2 is also an algebra-based physics course in high school that's equivalent to the second semester general physics in college. The new AP Physics 1 and 2 are designed to be a balanced integration of content knowledge and science practices. This is centered around the 7 big ideas. Use your calculator and given equation sheet and constants when answering your problems. Prior to the exam, get comfortable with doing simple calculations without a calculator. Congratulations for completing the Introduction to AP Physics 1 and 2 audio tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.